During the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Welcome. Good day to you. It's a wonderific winning Wednesday. That means you're going to win a $25 gift card to Perkins if you call in when I tell you to call. It is March the 8th already. This is Speak Out 2.0 live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm your host, Larry Tuneforce. A couple things to tell you about. There is a Mardi Gras madness tonight in Golden Valley. The Family Resource Center is putting it on at Our Place Restaurant from 5 to 7. And then don't forget, the 4th starting already and goes through the 15th. Cover to cover, read 5 library books from the Bullhead City Library, and you win a free In-N-Out cheeseburger or hamburger. Oh, yeah, by the way, it's for kids 4 to 12. So check it out at the Laughlin, at the Bullhead City Library, excuse me. And that's 928-758-0714. And then I also want to tell you about the CERT team in Bullhead City as part of the Bullhead City Fire Department. And if you're interested in joining, call 928-758-3971 and tell them you want to speak to somebody about the CERT team. Check that out. You get to go on fires and major events for fire and police. So now into the studio, and we introduce our first guest for the first half hour. We have Megan, who's the general manager, CEO, president of.
You don't Hello.
Mind, you don't mind if I promote you while you're here, do you?
Go okay. ahead.
Yeah. Vice president in charge of grass at Laughlin Ranch. No, you're in charge of it all now, huh?
Yes, I am.
Wow. You used to be the administrative assistant to Harold,
yes.
And Harold decided to move on to
Pine Top.
Mm-hmm. And boom, next thing you know, you're in charge.
Yes.
Yeah. So how cool. So general manager of Laughlin Ranch, and she brought with her Tony, who's the food and beverage director. How are you, Tony?
Good. How are you?
Good. Welcome to put the microphone right in front of your mouth there.
All right.
There we go. Now we hear you really well. So, Tony, how long have you been at Laughlin Ranch?
I've been at Laughlin Ranch for a little bit over a year already.
Yeah?
I will spend the last 10-plus years of my life working over here at Laughlin Saltgrass Steakhouse.
Oh, okay.
So, and I got presented another opportunity at Laughlin Ranch, ran
wow.
with it, and now where we are.
And what did Steve say when you wanted to leave?
Oh, he was not very happy. Yeah, I still get the occasional text, you good? You ready to come home? We miss you? But I still have a great relationship with Steve. He's a really good guy.
Yeah. So now do some of your steaks taste like you're at the Saltgrass?
We're on par.
Yeah?
Them. Yeah. I believe so.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to get my wife up there.
Nice.
Yeah.
Please
Although
do.
I must tell you that the last time we went, she had ribs and she wasn't pleased.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's not good.
She had to take them home and recook them.
Well, we're going to go in and work on that.
Yeah. So how's our food and beverage in general? I mean, you got a good-sized restaurant there.
It's really good, actually. I mean, especially now with the whole, March and April are our busiest months. We have a lot of events going on. The restaurant itself is running fine. We're steady. We have a solid clientele. We're always looking to reinvent the wheel, expand our knowledge of the restaurant. My great team back there in the kitchen, they're awesome. My executive chef, Scott Hedges, him and his crew, they're amazing. And we're currently working on we updated our menu every 6 months to sometimes a year.
Yeah.
So we're looking at, by April, we'll have a decent updated menu rollout. A lot of variety. Just come check us out.
Yeah. And then summer, you got to do a barbecue, burgers and hot dogs and
pool parties.
Yeah. Pool parties.
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot. Summertime is, I want it to be busy like it is over here on the Laughlin side because they get all the tourism over there. And I feel the golf dies down during the summer, so that's what I think the restaurant needs to help maintain.
It's hard to maintain a golf course when it's 118, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, it is.
And you don't get many golfers when it's 118. They come play early, but that's it, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, usually the course is empty by noon during the summer.
Say, yeah, I was going to say 10, but they stay around the noon.
Noon pushing it. Maybe up to you, 10 o'clock more on the 10, 11, you might be right. But sometimes if they're feeling risky to get through the last 2 hours, they'll be there till noon.
Yeah. And then they have a bite to eat and they're gone.
Yes. Yep. That is the hope. Usually when they're done, they come up. Even if they have a drink or food, whatever it is, they're contributing.
Now, Megan, how much problem do you have with the donkeys?
Lately, we have not had any problems at all, which is great. We've had a lot of people in the past on Laughlin Ranch Boulevard hitting the donkeys, sadly. But lately, not at all.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
But in the past, you've had golfers call from a different hole and say, there's a pile out here that needs to
be. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Or the donkeys get mad. Yeah, we have a lot of problems with them usually. Or they like to eat our grass.
Yeah, that's the other thing, huh?
Mm-hmm.
They like kiss each
other. I've only heard of one person getting kicked.
Oh, yeah?
Only one.
Oh,
so.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, and he probably prompted it.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, probably tried to get him out of the way and then got kicked.
Yeah, walked behind the butt and got kicked.
Yeah, be patient. They'll walk away.
Right.
Yeah. So, but yeah, they eat your grass because it's wet, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep, and then we have holes everywhere. It's great, especially when we overseed.
Yeah.
It's lovely. We love it.
Yeah.
Not really.
Scarecrow takes care of the birds, but not the donkeys, huh?
No.
Yeah. So you have a concert coming up here in just a couple of weeks, really.
Yes,
now,
we do.
31st.
Yes. Huh. It is Friday the 31st at 7:30. It's the Eagles Tribute.
Yeah. How are the tickets going?
Very good.
Good.
We have over 300 now. We're looking at
hopefully
500.
You know, I'm taking credit for all that since we run the ads all over.
Oh, yeah?
Place. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
For the concert tickets, it's $50 for a general admission, and VIP is $100. And with VIP, you get to sit at round tables.
Oh, wow.
And you have your own server that will handle your food and drinks.
Cool. So you sit at a round table and
in front of the stage.
And right directly in front of the stage, yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. See, I wish I could get my wife to do this stuff, but be our luck that we'd be there and 5 minutes later she'd get a call and have to leave.
Oh, yeah. That
yeah. That does. So, but that happens in her industry, so it kind of cramps our weekends. So, how's our pond down by the parkway? Is that going to get filled at any point in time?
Hopefully. We're trying to work up a deal with David Lords. He is the HOA person, and see if we could work something with them because it does cost a lot of money to run it.
Right.
So we hope to do that.
So, Dave, are you listening out there? I know you listen when you're here. I don't even know if he's here. Is he here this week? Have you seen him?
I don't know. I haven't seen him yet.
No. Okay. He's probably out of the country.
Probably.
Yeah, or in Phoenix.
Must be nice.
Yeah. Well, he's been building that place for a long time.
Yes, he has.
Yeah. So, hey, what kind of specials do we have in the restaurant right now?
So right now, I mean, special that we also do it like specific events. Like every month we run a monthly Sunday brunch buffet. We also run a Friday night seafood buffet once a month. That's actually very successful. Like, everyone used to do seafood back in the day. And then once, obviously, the pandemic happened, the casino shut down seafood buffet. So we kind of do that once a month just to – because people love seafood.
Yeah.
And those get full quest. So one of our better days, Friday nights, we usually run a prime rib night. It's a 28 for an 8-ounce queen cut and then 32 for a 12-ounce king cut, mashed potatoes, asparagus. That's our Friday. Usually they've been telling – we have really – getting great compliments on our prime rib. And then we just try to change it up every so often, month by month. Thursday nights, we usually run like a regular menu plus a custom barbecue menu. The barbecue option, that's usually on Thursdays.
Okay.
Wing Wednesdays, on Wednesdays we have little special wing and drink specials.
And you mentioned pulled pork.
Pulled pork is on barbecue night. So.
Oh, that's, I mean, everybody loves pulled pork.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
So we always try to keep it fresh, keep it modern, update our specials so often, every month. It's a different, it's like considered like an adult Disneyland.
Right.
And even if it's not just food special, we have whiskey and cigar night twice a month sometimes. That's a very successful event. We have a local performer. He comes and performs, and then we try to change it up.
Right.
So this.
Okay. So, and you're starting to do more activities too. Like
yes, we are.
Cornhole, huh? When's
that? Yes. This Saturday, actually.
This Saturday?
It's $10 per person, $20 for a team. And first, second, and third get the prizes.
Oh, okay. What time?
It starts at 4.
4? So just and on the back side, right? So the sun's already...
So you know where the wedding lawn is?
No.
Right by the restaurant. Okay. Like you look out the restaurant, there's that big arch.
Okay, right.
It's going to be right there on that grass patch.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Okay. Then when do you do karaoke?
The first week of Mondays. So the next one is going to be...
Monday, April 3rd.
April Correct. 3rd. Okay. So you bring somebody in to do that?
Yes. DJ Tucker.
DJ Tucker. Where's he come from?
Here, I believe.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. He plays what kind of music?
Anything you...
Oh, yeah?
Anything you want.
You get a lot of people in the community that want to come out and sing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty fun to watch.
Because when I sing, the water turns cold. it doesn't work. So I have to hum in the shower.
Yeah. I like to shatter windows.
Well, I don't have that kind of voice.
I'm kidding. Yeah. I totally don't.
So they don't let you sing because the windows all the way around.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Okay. And then also you've got... trivia nights.
Yes.
When do you do those?
So the first one that we are going to be having is March 29th.
Oh, okay.
And then we are looking to do it every last Wednesday unless we start doing it more. Hopefully we will get enough people for that.
If it becomes popular,
yes.
Do it more often, yeah.
Yes, and because St. Patty's Day is this month, so we decided to move Cigar and Whiskey to March 17th for St. Patty's Day. We will have green beer, corned beef and cabbage. We'll have DJ Truth there playing music, so it's going to be super fun.
Okay.
And then March 19th, we'll have Kids Family Night, and there will be a bounce houses, face painting, a whole bunch of games for the kids.
Oh, good.
Just something different to do, because there's not much around town to do for kids. So.
Well, you were a kid here. You survived.
Yeah. It was hard.
Yeah?
It was rough, yes.
Oh, gee. See, that's why we have the Kiwanis Kids Expo, because we want people to know what there is to do.
Exactly. You know?
Definitely.
Yes.
And they can play golf.
Yeah.
Right?
They could do golf lessons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Be like Tyrell Banks Tyson Banks. Yeah, Tyson, who's on the Mojave Accelerated team.
Yes.
And they come up and play quite regularly.
Yeah. They play all the time at Laughlin Ranch.
Yeah.
Yep.
When he was in here promoting basketball, and I went to do your live copy for Laughlin Ranch, I said, Tyson, why don't you do the live spot? Oh, yeah, I love the place. You know,
he went off. Great.
Went off like an average, kid that eats burgers there. loves the food. All right, let's take a break. I'm going to come back and chat some more. If you have questions, well, actually, right now I'm going to open the phone line for the winner. Call in right now, 702-298-1063, and you can go to Perkins with a $25 gift card. If you like Perkins, and if you're in Bullhead or going to be in Bullhead, call now, 702-298-1063.
Hear ye, hear ye. You talked, we listened. Hello, Chad Hansen here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. If you took advantage of the low interest rates within the past 2 years and don't want to change the terms of your first mortgage, but you still want cash to build that RV garage or casita, fear not. Mojave Mortgage now has a home equity line of credit available. For more information, visit MojaveMortgages.com or call 928-288-2691. Mojave Mortgage, NMLS 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License 1001852.
Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery delivers with Butcher Block, a hearty man's breakfast combo or steak quesadillas or country fried steak and eggs for lunch or dinner. First breakfast is served from open to close. Or how about top sirloin steak topped with garlic butter, mashed potatoes and veggies? Add mushroom, shrimp, soup or salad. Or try the steak and pepper skillet. It's yummy. Butcher Block breakfast, lunch and dinner. Only at Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery, Highway 95, Bullhead City.
Mojave Electric continues to support education with 18 $200 classroom grants for educators to purchase materials, equipment, or supplies for a special school project. Submissions are now being accepted from teachers and schools in MEC service territory until March 17, 2023. Applications are available on www.mojaveelectric.com or at our member service office at 928 Hancock Road. Apply today. It's more than an apple. It's financial support.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Are you seeking a career opportunity in a healthcare setting where you can make a difference in the lives of others every day? The Legacy Rehab and Care Center is looking for compassionate, caring individuals to join our team. If you're a nurse, certified nursing assistant, work in environmental or dietary, we would love to meet with you. Apply online today at thelegacyrehab.com. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
When was the last time your home or business heating system was serviced by professionals? It's time now to prepare and have your heating system serviced to last during our chilly season. You don't want your system to fail or break down on a cold winter night. Arizona Comfort Solutions can service your heating system and keep you, your family, or employees warm. In Bullhead City and Needles, call 758-2400. Arizona Comfort Solutions. Stay warm. 928-758-2400.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Yeah, and each and every day we're brought to you by Arizona Comfort Solutions. Right, are you a little chilly? Well, if you are, get your equipment fixed. Right, home or office in Bullhead City and Needles, everyone calls Arizona Comfort Solutions. Let them service your comfort tools, your thermostat, your furnace, your heater, or your heat pump, whatever you might have, call Arizona Comfort Solutions at 928-758-2400. Ah, Mojave Mortgage. Are you looking for some money? Want a vacation home? Maybe you just want to remodel your own home. Add a room. Add a pool. Well, you need some money. So you call the founder and CEO and the president and the dishwasher, Chad Hansen at Mojave Mortgage. 928-288-2691. Let's say you need 300 grand. You go in, you sit down, you got to fill out a couple pieces of paper for 300 grand. So you're sitting at his desk filling out the paper, and you look up and you realize he's gone. There's not a window or a door behind him. Where'd he go? Well, his chair is a dumbwaiter. It goes down into the vault, and he gets your 300 grand. He brings it up on a silver platter and just hands it to you. That's how simple it is at Mojave Mortgage. Almost. Call him up, get some of Chad's money. 928-288-2691. All right, back in the studio with Megan and Tony from Laughlin Ranch. And we were talking about the concert. You got to be excited about a concert.
Oh, yes, I'm super excited.
Put that
excited.
Microphone in front of your mouth. Pretend like you've been here before.
I've just been here a few times, you know?
Yeah.
Don't know the drill yet?
You should know the drill. Yeah, you should know the drill. Ask your boyfriend. He has to put the microphone right in front of his mouth when he gets in the engine, right?
Probably. Yeah. I don't know. I don't ask him that.
You don't ask him that?
No. I always see it next to his mouth, but, yeah. You know.
Because Joe is a firefighter with the Bullhead City Fire Department.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. How many years has he been on shift?
There, I believe, for Bullhead, 4 years, I think.
4 years? Oh, good. And his dad's a captain.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is. I know. I know them both.
Yep.
I've known Joe for a long time, since he was a little guy.
No.
Is that funny when you hear someone tells you that I've known your husband for or your boyfriend for 20 years and he's only 22?
No, not really. Just because we both grew up here.
Yeah.
So we know everybody. Mm-hmm. It's hard to go to a grocery store and we don't know anybody.
Exactly.
We always get stopped.
Oh, yeah. Tell me. I know. I still get stopped by people that tell me, oh, you taught me fire and life safety when I was a little kid. Went to the trailer, or I did this, or did that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, before we wrap it up here, how do people get in touch with Laughlin Ranch?
Call us at 928-754-1243, or you could go on our website at laughlinranch.com.
And you can buy tickets for the concert.
Yes.
At laughlinranch.com.
Yes, you can. Once that banner pops up, you just click on it, and it takes you right to the link.
Were you ever in the kids' club at the Boys and Girls Club?
I was.
So you probably know Paul, who does the show before me.
Yes.
Yeah.
LaVoy,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Everybody knows Paul. Because yes. He worked at the Boys and Girls Club for several
years. Of course.
Yeah. and chase grants, keep it running. That was his job.
Yeah. I don't know who that is.
You know, grant money. You should tune in tomorrow, because tomorrow we're going to have Eddie, who was an assistant to the city manager of Bullhead City, and that's his big job.
Oh,
go get grant money. Yeah, to help the city operate.
Yes.
Yeah.
We need that.
Yeah. Oh, and Paul LaVoy says you were a good kid.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I probably give him a lot of crap. I don't think I was a good kid.
No. Well, Paul says you were, so.
Maybe towards him.
Yeah. You know.
I remember I used to sit in his office a lot.
Ah. And you were a good kid and sitting in his office, not one of those that got pulled out of the room. And
no, it was because I wanted to.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to not hang out with the other kids, and I wanted to hang out with the grown-ups.
And now look at you.
Yeah.
Running a golf course.
I know, it's crazy.
Yeah, in Bullhead
City. Never would have ever thought that.
I know. Do you have a degree?
I am working on my business degree right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good. Nice. All right. Excellent. Yes. And you probably have a food and beverage degree.
I have quite a couple of food and beverage certifications.
Yeah?
Yeah.
From MCC?
Oh, no, just more.
All over?
All over.
Yeah. Okay, well, MCC has a, you know, culinary program.
Yeah, no, I've looked into that one before. More on my end, it's just about having just knowledge certifications, like a SurfSafe.
Right.
It's a requirement for me to, like, me being, like, the director of the restaurant.
Right.
Or food and beverage, I'm required to have at least be considered a food safety manager. That's what I have. So I have
okay.
those certifications.
There you go. So you got to get those?
I have them.
You have them already. Oh, perfect. Okay. What's the special tonight? On the
tonight's Wednesday. Oh, Wing Wednesday runs all day.
Yeah.
You get either boneless or bone in with your choice of a drink.
Oh.
$14.99.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a good deal.
$14.99.
You get 8 wings and a drink included.
Ooh.
Like a cocktail.
Right.
Or a draft beer.
That's reasonable.
Yeah.
That's very reasonable.
Very nice.
Okay. And the public's always welcome at Lava
Public
Ranch.
Is always
yes,
welcome.
Is.
Yeah. Some people think it's a club and you have to belong, but you don't.
No,
you don't. You don't know how many phone calls it's very weird when I get a phone call. You guys come into the Public? Like, yes, we are. Like, come see us.
Can't you see the sign on the bridge?
Yeah. Public welcome.
Yeah. I know.
You need to put that on top of the roof of the bridge, make it bigger.
Right. Mm. I know.
Because they're going by at 60 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm. Or faster. Oh, my goodness. People on the parkway drive
crazy.
I know.
I take the parkway over here every day, and I think, gosh, you know, why are people going so fast?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Give the phone number one more time.
928-754-1243.
All right. Stick around. We're going to come right back with Jack Mafara.
Hey, thanks for listening to Speak Out 2.0. Our call-in line, if you have a question for our guest, is 702-298-1063. Write that down, 702-298-1063. We'll be right back after this break.
Why pay for storage when you can own your own building? Hi, this is Robert with The Shed Guys, your locally owned and operated portable building specialist. 16 styles and 7 models, 8x12 up to 16x40. You pick your options and we'll deliver your pre-built unit, balance, and level. Come see me and let me help you own your shed. 5160 Highway 95, south of Walmart, Fort Mojave, or call me at 928-758-7224.
Hi, my name is Jack Mafara, and I'm the founder of East West Financial. Great service won us many awards in the local newspaper without soliciting our clients. One of our services, estate planning, is the best in the area as we work with many attorneys. We're also known for our annuities offering excellent returns with no caps, guarantee of principal. Because of our annuities, we won Forbes magazine Top 10 Financial Planner 3 times. Call me, 928-888-9828, and find out why you should be working with East West Financial.
Dinner time. Pizza chain, burger chain, or freshly made dinners from Pro Fit Kitchen. Start with your choice of 4 different salads, then pick one of 12 wraps, 10 healthy burgers, 4 delicious bowls, and kids menu. All your drink selections, hot teas, wellness shots, custom sodas, fresh pressed juices, smoothies, and protein shakes. Everything is fresh and made when you order. It's the only way Chef Eric and his crew know how to make your meals. See the complete menu, Pro Fit Kitchen, KITCHIN.com.
Bugs are outside and inside on the Colorado River 24/7, 365. So if they're in your home or business, call Barron Pest Solutions, 758-5499. No one wants a visitor or a customer seeing a dragon crawling across your floor. Call Barron there today, bugs gone tomorrow. Safe, effective treatments that turns termites, spiders, scorpions, and dragons away from your home or business, 758-5499. Solving your bug problems, Barron Pest Solutions, quality experience, family.
You can hear KMTR talk numerous ways. On the radio at 106.7 via translator K294CQ for Lake Havasu City and Parker. 106.5 for Bullhead City, Laughlin, Needles, and Havasu Heights on translator K292EU. And 106.3 via translator K29GC in Kingman and Golden Valley. You can also hear KMTR talk at KJJJ HD2. Go to KMTRTalk.com for audio streaming and on your portable device with the TuneIn app. KMTR Talk, the voice of the free.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you each and every day by Barron Services, experts in fire and security alarm systems, home or commercial, experts in swimming pools, home or commercial, and experts in pest solutions, home or commercial. If you have a pest, well, that's a critter, you know, not your next door neighbor. If you have a pest problem that are critters, call Barron's. And the best part is they use products that are safe for your children and your pets. I have two Labradors, and they spray treat my house. Sorry, if you're listening, Matt. Sorry, I said spray. And the words treatment. They treat my property every month, and my dogs doesn't bother them at all. So if you need a pool, or if you need an alarm system, or you need pest solutions, call Barron Services, all at one number, 928-758-5499. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, welcome to the world of healthcare. If you're interested in jumping into the world of healthcare, call Legacy Rehab and Care Center, 928-763-1404. They will help you become a certified nursing assistant right there on the property while you're getting paid. And then when you get the certificate, you get paid more. Hello? Yeah. Legacy services include post-acute rehabilitation, physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who needs those services, call 928-763-1404, or you can stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. Shed Guys, locally owned and operated. Yes. Delivering pre-built portable buildings. Pick your size, pick your windows, pick the type of door you want. You want a porch, you want a ramp, they can do it all. Stop by and see the selection at 5169 Highway 95, just north of Walmart in Fort Mojave, soon to be north of the Jack in the Box, I guess. Call Robert if you want questions answered, 928-758-7224. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. They're celebrating St. Patrick's Day with corned beef cabbage, of course, garlic baby red potatoes, and carrots. That's Thursday. Tomorrow, St. Patrick's Day, 11:30 until 9, that menu is yours, only at Perkins in Bullhead City. Now, into the studio, and Jack Mafara from East West Financial Services. How are you, Jack?
I'm doing great, Larry. How are you?
Good. Is the first question, I mean, right out of the bank, we got to ask it. The interest rate keeps going up and up. Does that bother you at all?
Well, you know, we get asked that all the time, you know, where are we headed? Unfortunately, most people think that this drop was the typical drop. It drops and then the market comes back. It's not. Now we're dictated by different factors. Now we have inflation out of control, interest rates going up. That's going to stop the market from coming back. So now you can say, as a matter of fact, they are saying it, that we're entering into a recession, which is a lot different than a correction or a drop, and this could last for a while. I've been stressing to people over and over again, he who has their principal at the end of this next segment will be the winners, and then we can figure out things from there.
Okay.
But to protect your principal at all means, which is why we've been so slammed, because we do a lot of retirement money, 401ks.
Right.
And now I'm certified in federal pensions. We've been extremely busy. So anybody out there in that situation can call our office for a free consult.
Right. And I keep telling that people in your live copy that when they sit down with you, it's free.
Yes, it's absolutely free. If we can't help them, we give them what they can, you know, some things that they can do possibly.
Sure.
Especially with federal pensions, because the government has a little more control there.
Okay.
But, you know, there's, well, you take the one gentleman flying out the middle of April to take care of his 401k. We can only move a small part of it. It was about $500,000 the year before because he was only this was back in October so, cause, of the year before. So because he was, 58 or 59, not quite 59 and a half.
Okay.
So we had to wait until he's 59 and a half to take the rest of his 401k.
Ah.
So, and then this way here, he can continue to contribute to it because I told him. He goes, should I kill? I said, no. I said, buy when the market's dead.
Yeah.
But let's preserve what you have. But before this even happened, I already put him into the money market. So he has everything he had from the very beginning. He's very happy with me for doing that because we had to wait till – and I already knew this was not going to be short-term.
Right. Well, yeah. Not if he's 59.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to be in it for a while.
Yeah.
So put it where it's going to make you the most money.
Especially with this recession, what I call a recession, because this is not going to be short-term either.
Right.
So we need to – so we saved him a good 20%.
Oh, wow.
And believe it or not, those that invested in October of last year – are already up 8%. So
okay.
There's money to still be made,
sure.
But it's not like before.
Right.
And
But it can go back there. At one point in time.
Yes. When things are, we can't have raising interest rates.
When DC calms down.
Yeah, and we can't have inflation. We can't have temper tantrums over debt ceilings.
Right.
I'm sorry. You know, we
have all do that.
They do. I mean, it's amazing. Well, we're going to do this if we don't get. I'm like, you know, you guys really don't care about the American people. None of them.
Right.
None of them. I don't. If they don't get their way when they're in office, I don't care who's in office.
Right.
The American people get thrown under the bus, and I'm so tired of it.
Well, and I'm so tired of both teams. You know, red and blue. They stick to their guns. They don't want to bend, you know.
And, you know, that's the only racism I call in this country is red and blue.
Yeah.
It's not, doesn't exist of anything else.
The red and blue racism doesn't work.
No.
And I keep saying we need a third party, and that will throw a monkey wrench in the whole middle of D.C.
You really do need a third party. When it broke down, when these two parties became what they became, it kind of ruined everything for government.
Right.
Because the bigger states like the liberal policies, the smaller states do not. So now the smaller states are not getting their herd anymore. Even though there's their electoral votes, but still the electoral votes are not protecting those states as much as they used to, especially when some of them are like either way.
Right.
I think
if more people started, this is my opinion of 68 years, if more people started voting that they wanted independent voters, independents in office, it would throw a monkey wrench. I mean, they wouldn't know what to do. You know, if you went to vote and every, you know, you had an independent there that voted for the people and the other two vote for their parties.
And you know what? Both parties need a lot of work.
Oh,
first off, the liberal way does not work at all. If you put us into a socialistic state, we'll fall apart like Venezuela.
Right.
On the other hand, capitalism works, but not the way it is now.
Right.
So you got so much work to do on both parties. Capitalism needs to go back to the way it was before, where instead of trying to just pay the CEO millions of dollars, the money was shared with the employees. There was no such medical. Was all you had the greatest medical coverage when you worked for Boeing and all those. I mean, we've all lost all that.
Well, when I went to work for Harrah's in about 83, 84, it was $5 a month was your insurance.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you paid as an employee, $5 a month. Well, okay, How can you not? You had Blue Cross Blue Shield. It was excellent insurance. You never paid a copay. You didn't. You paid $5 a month. You know, of course, they're a big corporation. You know, they have casinos everywhere. They half Las Vegas is now Caesars. You know, and but those days are not here anymore. You know, now you're paying a couple hundred bucks a month.
They put the cost back on the people.
Yeah. There's no more middle class.
I am, and well, that's, and see, we're not going to survive without a middle class.
Right.
And, you know, I try to explain to people that, and you know, who the only president that was good at it was Reagan. And after Reagan, you could throw both parties in the garbage. So, because what Reagan was trying to do was create that kind of capitalism where the companies got really good tax benefits if it went back down to the people.
Right.
The workers. And I'm telling you right now, that's what's going to work. If you don't do that, so I would turn around and offer the greatest tax breaks for corporations that provide medical, no matter whether they're full-time or part-time.
Right.
I don't want to hear this part-time garbage anymore. Because the part-time employees, half the time, is looking for full-time work.
Or they're going to school.
Yeah, or going to school.
Yeah.
And if they are full-time, then get them involved in stock sharing.
Right.
That would also help the stock market a lot.
Well,
because
and you see the fruits of your work in your pocket, you know, or in your retirement. And that's what you want to do.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So right now, when they raise the interest rate, it's not killing you.
No, my investments don't get killed. My investments actually do a little better. Because insurance companies live off of the federal, the U.S. Treasury. So so the MIGAs are up. So if you want to have a five-year annuity, they're up like 5.6%. I'm waiting to see if they break six, which is a nice return for some people.
Sure.
That are a little bit more conservative than the FIAs. What affects the FIA, and the reason why we're doing so well, we're up 8% in the S&P, is because the participation rate on the S&P in a true S&P investment. Now, there's some that I don't want to get into, but they're not based on the interest rates like they're supposed to be. So the participation rate at zero on the S&P with F&G was 100%. Now it's 220. So now you're able to make even more money on the S&P, okay, without it breaking the bank for anyone. And, you know, so if the S&P is inching up slowly, you're actually getting bigger gains anyway because the participation rates are up. Now, warning, if the interest rates go back down to zero again, then we'll probably go back down to 100% participation rate. But that's normal.
Right.
Okay? I'd rather see normalcy. I don't like 220 because that tells me the economy's not good.
Right.
Okay. But the insurance companies always have a different angle when it comes to U.S. Treasuries.
Well, and everybody in D.C., well, everybody that wears a blue shirt in D.C. will tell you the economy's fine.
Yeah.
The rest of us all go, who are you kidding? Well, who are you lying to? Do you think that the American people are buying that?
No, especially with the unemployment stuff. You know, basically, we don't still have everybody
at work.
Back to work.
No.
So when unemployment went, some of the people went back to work, but it wasn't because our economy's doing good.
Right. But the people, in my opinion, the people that aren't working, that's their choice.
Yes, it is their choice.
Because everybody I know, every one of my sponsors on this program are hiring. Every one of them.
Yeah.
Every single one of them. East West Financial. You'd love to have another person in your Bullhead office and your Kingman office. Arizona Coverage Solutions. Every day they're looking for people. Laughlin Ranch is looking for people. Mojave Mortgage. He wants to open an office in Bullhead City. Barron Services. Always looking for people. Legacy. They'll now train you and pay you to become a certified nursing assistant. The Shed, Shed guys, probably not. Well, although they need his dollars and Perkins is always looking for staff. So, you know, Mojave Electric, always looking for staff. Profit Kitchen, looking for cooks all the time. The mall is always looking for people. And finally, TWN Communications, they're looking for staff. So when people say, oh, I can't find a job, well, you're not looking.
No, you're not looking. I don't even want to hear that.
No.
And The other thing too, though, that I don't buy either is when I hear a company saying, "Hey, you know, we're short staffed, so we're going to close this day or close that day."
Right.
You can find them. They're out there. You're just going to have to be more creative to find them.
Right.
I went through. Let's see. I had the one girl that went on to something else. So then I hired another girl whose circumstances changed, and she moved back to the East Coast. Huh. So then I had a third girl, and now I got her. She's doing well. And then I managed to find two people that got licensed and contracted with me to start doing what I'm doing because the business is there.
Right.
Now, my industry is dying.
You think?
Mostly dinosaurs. No young people come in to do what I do, and I think it's I got the two that I hired, but it's a shame that they don't.
Right.
Because our industry is probably the biggest out of all financial industries. Bigger than the stock brokerage. I'm sorry, the life companies. And you know what's really funny? The life insurance companies are the strongest corporations.
Yeah.
I had a client says to me, he goes, "Well, I got a lot of money in this company. What happens if they go bellied up?" I was like, "Well, you tell me when the last time a life insurance company went bellied up."
Yeah.
Especially one that's got a surplus of, you know, 20 or 30 some odd billion. The nice thing I like about FIAs is they're 2-year options, so the money actually is working. They're not in the life insurance money anyway.
Right.
The MIGAs are. So that's when the MIGAs is when the insurance company takes your money and say, "Okay, we're going to use this money to make money. In the meantime, we're going to pay you 5.4% interest," like the banks.
Right. And the one thing I say when I read your live copy is that you have several plans available for people.
Oh, many.
It's not like you just got one fixed plan, take it or leave it.
No.
You have several plans dependent upon how much people want to invest, what they want to try and make, how long they want to leave it in and let it make money for them.
You know, I'm going to tell you something that's really funny. We tell people all the time, if you're willing to risk your money to try to get a higher rate of return, we're not your people.
Right.
That we got all the brokerage houses. They take care of all that. And some people like that. I got one guy, if he loses $200,000, he don't care.
Oh, okay.
That's fine. I can't answer you with that. But when I showed him that my program outperformed every one of his mutual funds with the guarantee, I was like, "So aren't you being a little foolish?"
Yeah.
If I can outperform, you're not giving up returns.
Give me that $200. Let me do something with it.
Oh, my God. It's like, he saw that. You had to see the look on his face. Comparable now.
Right.
It's got to be comparable. So because mine is a 60-40 blend, 60% S&P, 40%. So if you take all the balanced funds, yeah, we beat them all. And I'm putting a chart together on that. 10-year returns now. I only go by. Don't come to me. I'm not a day trader, and neither are my investments. You can't go in for a day and then expect to have a profit. We don't work that way.
That's not what you're about.
No.
Okay. Let's take a break. You want to call in again and win a gift card to Perkins? Call 702-298-1063 right now. A couple things to tell you about. Oh, Senior Campus in Bullhead City, they got so much going on for seniors. If you want to be a member and you want to go there, call Kim Cool. She's the program manager. 928-763-0193. And she will get you on an email list, and they'll keep you up to date with what's going on.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club has a stunning 18-hole golf course wrapped around lakes, natural desert landscaping with awesome mountain views on every hole. Golf Club amenities include clubhouse, pro shop, spa, and a restaurant overlooking the greens. The course is currently in tip-top shape. Enjoy Arizona's number 4 rated golf course, minutes from the Laughlin Casinos off the Bullhead Parkway. Set your tee time now. Open early summer hours, 928-754-1243 or laughlinranch.com.
Have you heard? TWN Communications is partnering with Mojave Electric Cooperative to bring fiber-based internet to your community. Fiber-based technology ensures you'll have access to faster internet speeds, keeping you and your business connected. Pre-register today and be the first to know when it's available in your neighborhood. To learn more and pre-register, visit mojaveelectric.com/broadband. That's mojaveelectric.com/broadband or call 888-227-2095.
Mediana Loft and Outlet Center, the place for value and style. Come on, let's meet and really spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's no better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring your family down. For all the best shopping, it's the best place in town. Something for everyone. Mediana Loft and Outlet Center, the place for value and style.
Anderson Power Sports launches Summer on the Lake, April 14th to 16th, with the 32nd Annual Lake Havasu Boat Show. The pride of the Lake Havasu Marine Association, the Lake Havasu Boat Show is the largest outdoor boat show in the West. Due to this year's show already a sellout, the Lake Havasu Boat Show has now expanded with more vendor opportunities. Don't wait. Go to LakeHavasuBoatShow.com to learn all about it. That's LakeHavasuBoatShow.com. This year's Lake Havasu Boat Show will be on the shores of Windsor Beach 4, April 14th, 15th, and 16th.
This is our town, the place we call home.
Here is the Our Town calendar. The Sounds of Kingman present the Sierra Sweethearts on Friday, March 10th at 7 p.m. The free performance features a sassy mix of cowgirl, bluegrass, classic country, and doo-wop music at the Lee Williams High School Auditorium. Donations are always accepted. Havasu's Earth Day Community Cleanup is in its second year and takes place on Saturday, March 25th. To register or volunteer, go to Lake Havasu Earth Day Rotary Day of Service on Facebook. Kingman's nonprofit Beale Street Theater announces its upcoming production of Fiddler on the Roof. The stage production at Kingman High School opens on March 31st and runs through April 8th. More information and tickets at BealeStreetTheater.com. The BBB is awarding students with its annual Ethical Torch Student Scholarship Program. High school students in Arizona are eligible. To learn more, visit torchsa.bbbcommunity.org.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. Hey, teachers, you're running out of time. You got to the 17th. To apply for one of 18 $200 grants for your classroom. You know, purchase materials, equipment, or supplies, or for a special project. If you don't get this, it's going to come out of your pocket. And if you don't apply, it's just going to sit there. Yeah. Submissions are being accepted from teachers in the MEC territory up until the 17th. Applications are available at MojaveElectric.com or call MEC at 928-763-1100. They can probably email it to you. Fill it out. Submit it. Get the money. Get the $200. Spend it on your kids. ProFit Kitchen, the healthy restaurant in the Riverview Mall. Hey, if you're going to get in shape in 2023, you got to be going to lunch at Perkins or dinner. Or check this out. They have a meal prep solution where they'll make your lunch for the whole week for you. You don't have to go through no drive-thru, and you're eating healthy and good food. Check out the entire menu, and you can even place your orders at ProFit Kitchen, that's KITCHIN.com. Ask them about catering. They do that too. Yeah. Our Laughlin Outlet Mall. Oh, yeah, your place to eat and shop. Yes, downstairs we got restaurants, we got ice cream stores, we got Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory up on the second level if you need some chocolate to go. And then we have everything from the Levi's store to the Vitamin World, the Boot Barn to the Pendleton store. Check us out. Plus five businesses on the front of the mall. TWN Communications. Oh, yeah. Three dependable services. One. Let me check that. Back that up. Three different services, one dependable connection. Enjoy fast, reliable internet, fiber internet. I have it at my home. I've never called them to complain. I don't even know the number. Well, yeah, I do, because I'm going to read it to you here in a minute. But otherwise, I wouldn't know who to call and complain, because I don't have any complaints. Neither does my wife. It keeps her happy, because it's fast and reliable, and she can stream TV all the time. Yes. TWN Communications, in partnership with Mojave Electric Cooperative, is making it happen. Take the next step and pre-register today at TWNcom.com/Mojave. Yeah. They're going to be in here in a couple of weeks and tell you even more about it, because there's so much going on at TWN. Over 13,000 connections available out there. Now, do you have it at work?
What is it?
TWN Communications.
No.
Fiber Internet. It's available where your office is.
Because we just lost a good day's work because our internet was down again.
Oh,
it's always down.
Write down this number, 888-227-2095, and call TWN and say, here's where my office is, because I know it's on Miracle Mile.
Yeah, it's on or Highway 95. It faces Highway 95, but
yeah,
it's the same building.
Yeah, same building. Yeah.
We might even take the unit downstairs. It's a much bigger unit.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's just...
Well, they're splitting downstairs up a little bit because Mojave Daily News is moving in there.
Well, they're splitting up the Sears.
Yeah.
Sears was huge.
Yeah.
That was a big area, so Mojave Daily News is going to go in there. So I don't know what the... I thought Mojave Daily News owned their own building. I guess they don't.
No. Uh-uh. And actually, the city's looking at buying that building.
Oh.
And they're thinking about moving animal control in there and storage for the police department. Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Yeah.
Well, the area's growing. I also noticed they're building a nice park on 95.
Yes.
Very nice park for the kids. And so, you know, I have to say, Larry, a lot of people make fun of me because I went to Bullhead. I have a joke that I'm in the witness protection program because it's an odd place to move to. But it started when I used to go to Laughlin a lot and I saw the construction going on and I tell people, I say, you know what? We got some fantastic restaurants in this town. I say, we got more here than I see in other towns that have
bigger areas.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Gary Keith Park is just rolling, and Olivia McCormick is in charge of that project, and she's doing fundraisers.
It looks incredible.
Oh, it's so much different than what it was for just dirt for how many years, you know? And then they just built... the city just put that kids playground up down by Community Park. They're redoing the one at Gary Keith Park. This city of Bullhead City wants to keep kids out of trouble.
Yeah,
you
it's
know?
The best thing in the world.
That's
for
why
them.
They allow me to shut down a street and do my Kiwanis Kids Expo.
Sure.
You know, because they know AYSO keeps them busy, Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts. And you know, so the city of Bullhead City as a whole – the police chief, the city manager, they want to keep kids busy and keep them out of trouble. Let's not get them in jail. Let's not get them, you know. No. Jack, what's your phone number? How do people get in touch with you?
928-888-9828 is the office phone number. Jamie is my assistant, and if you need to get something taken care of right away, she'll track me down. She knows where I'm at.
Yeah.
We've been, like I said, pretty busy. We're in Bullhead office 2-3 days a week, the Kingman office, and then again next week I have to go back down to Havasu.
Yeah.
All word of mouth, though.
Right.
A lot of it is word of mouth. And the others?
Because your customers are happy.
Yeah. Oh, I've been here, what, 22 years?
Yeah. 22 years of making people happy.
22 years. They all know me.
And there's only one way to make them happy. Put money in their pocket.
Or protect it.
Yeah, protect what they have, yeah.
Protect it or put money in their pocket. Either way.
There you go. Jack, thank you so much.
Thank you,
great information. And politics, what the heck, it all comes together.
Absolutely. I like to talk a little bit about everything.
There you go. Thank you, Jack. Call him up if you want to save some money and invest some money. Tomorrow on Speak Out, Sound Advice with Brian Springberg. And then in here we're going to have Eddie, who is the assistant to the city manager. He's going to talk about some of the grants that go on with Bullhead City. It keeps them running. Stick around. After the news, Mr. Sean Hannity.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.